Prologue. Mace. January 5th, 1 AE.
I'm just saying, the general freaks me the fuck out, Mace, and...
Carter stopped talking, for once, as he shifted the beam of his flashlight to shine down the next aisle.
Did you hear that?
Carter could be dense, but if he thought he heard something, there was something to be heard. Thanks to the virus, the guy had ears of a dog. Mace lifted his left arm and made a fist, and the other two members of his fire team froze behind him. Ahead, Carter stood, head cocked to the side. As one, they listened. Mace barely caught it, whimpering. After giving Carter a curt nod, he signaled for all three men to follow him, raised his M4, and crept closer to the noise. Patrolling the supply warehouses had been their duty for over a month, ever since the virus had wiped out almost everyone, and they'd yet to find an intruder. General Harrodson's standing order was that only select personnel could enter the warehouses to guard, inspect, and distribute food and other supplies. Unless Mace was grossly mistaken, they were the only patrol on duty at Warehouse F until the shift change at midnight, which was still hours away. It looked like they'd found their first intruder. As they crept down the aisle between two towering metal shelving units stuffed with pallets of shrink-wrap supplies, paper towels, toilet paper, plastic cups, they swept each side with the lights attached to their rifles. Halfway down the aisle, huddled on the cold cement floor, was the intruder. The girl was hugging her knees and hiding her face like she was trying to disappear. Mace scowled. Slowly, the girl raised her head, and when Mace saw her dirt-smudged face, his breath hitched. It couldn't be her. Not in the colony. Her long, dark hair was ratted and clumped. Tear tracks trailed down her cheeks, and confusion filled her eyes. Mace knew they were Hazel from memory, even if he couldn't see their color in the darkness.
"Stand down,"
Mace said to the other soldiers before turning his attention to the young woman.
"Camille, what are you doing here? Are you hurt?"
His voice was deep, gravelly, but concern, or maybe fear, made it even harsher. Hesitantly, he took a step closer to her. Camille flinched, becoming an even tighter ball of folded limbs and tangled hair on the dirty cement floor. For the first time in his 2 years as a ranger, Mace regretted spending so much time lifting weights. She was afraid of him. But he knew her. He had to help her. Clearing his throat, he put on what he hoped was a comforting smile and took another step closer.
"We won't hurt you,"
he told the teenage girl as he knelt down in front of her.
"I promise."
When he touched Camille's arm, she flinched again.
"I promise we won't hurt you," he repeated.
Intruders were to be taken straight to headquarters, to General Harrodson, but he couldn't do that. They tended to disappear after that. Of course, if the bastard found out Mace had disobeyed his orders, Mace would disappear himself. But it was Camille. When she finally peered up at him, Mace did his best to look less intimidating by hunching his shoulders, hanging his head, not scowling. She watched him carefully, blank curiosity filling her face.
"What are you doing here, Camille?"
She opened her mouth to speak, but no sound came out. She tried again.
Who is Camille?"
Surprised, Mace sat back on his heels and studied her. It is her, isn't it? She was older, more a woman than a child, unlike the last time he'd seen her. Camille was a few years younger than him, so now she had to be at least 17. She still looked like a perfect little doll, though. There was no question in Mace's mind that he was staring at the young woman he'd lived next door to nearly his entire life.
"You,"